I've got the meter box open already, and I'm crouched down with one knee on the grass, brushing dirt off the lid with my hand. The ground is still a little damp, and I can hear the faint hum of the street in the background. This is one of those moments where most people feel unsure because they're looking at a round dial or a digital screen and thinking it's speaking a language they were never taught. I remember feeling that way the first time too. I'll tell you why this matters so much. This little device is the only honest witness to what your plumbing is doing when you're not looking. It doesn't guess. It doesn't lie. It records every drop. You might be thinking this is something only the water company understands, but I promise you, once you know what you're looking at, it becomes simple. Not easy at first, but simple. I'm going to walk you through how to read it, how to listen to it with your eyes, and how to tell the difference between normal use and a leak quietly costing you money. You can do this. I'm right here with you. Before I ever touch the meter itself, I want you to understand what this task really is. Reading a water meter isn't about numbers alone. It's about learning how water behaves when it's under pressure and how that behavior shows up in a device designed to count movement. At its core, a water meter only does one thing. It measures flow. Every time water moves from the street into your house, the meter reacts. That reaction is what we're learning to read. Most people think the meter is only there for billing, and that's where they stop. That's why they miss leaks. A leak isn't always dramatic. It's not always a burst pipe or water spraying everywhere. Most leaks are quiet. They hide behind walls, under slabs, inside toilets, or underground between the meter and the house. The meter doesn't care where the water goes. If it moves, it counts it. That's why understanding this task matters. You're not just reading a number. You're observing movement when there shouldn't be any. What usually causes failure here is expectation. People expect the meter to look complicated or technical, so they don't slow down and really look at it. Others assume if there's no water running inside the house, nothing should be happening at the meter. And when they see something moving, they panic instead of understanding why. Success looks different. Success is being able to look at the meter calmly and say, "This movement makes sense," or "This movement doesn't belong here." You also need to understand that not all meters look the same, but they all behave the same way. Some have sweeping needles, some have small triangles or stars that spin. Some are digital. The design may change, but the principle doesn't. Movement equals water use. No movement means no water use. The entire task is learning how sensitive that movement is and what it tells you. Here's what most people miss. Water systems are always under pressure. Even when nothing is running, the pipes are full. That pressure means a tiny opening can allow water to slip through constantly without you ever hearing it. Toilets are famous for this. Underground service lines are another big one. You can't see them, but the meter can. That's why this task isn't about catching a problem in the act. It's about patience and observation. Before you ever check for leaks, you need the right mindset. You're not hunting for disaster, you're confirming behavior. You're asking a simple question: is water moving when it shouldn't be? If the answer is yes, then you investigate. If the answer is no, you move on with confidence. Professionals think this way. They don't assume the worst. They verify. I've seen people replace fixtures, dig trenches, and spend money they didn't need to spend because they never took 10 minutes to understand the meter first. I've also seen meters save people thousands because they caught a slow leak early. That's why this matters. This task gives you clarity. It removes guessing from the equation. What success looks like is you standing there, reading the meter, and feeling grounded. You know what each movement means. You know what stillness means. You're no longer intimidated by the box in the ground. It's just another tool now, and tools only work when you understand them. I don't need much in my hands for this, and that's part of the beauty of it. Still, preparation matters. The first thing I always bring is a small flathead screwdriver or something similar, just to lift the meter lid if it's snug. I don't pry aggressively, I ease it up. What you're looking for here is control, not force. Sometimes there's dirt packed around the edges, and you'll feel it give way slowly. I also like to have a flashlight, even in daylight. Meter boxes are often shaded, and glare can hide small movements. When I angle the light just right, I can see the needle or indicator clearly without squinting. Squinting leads to mistakes. Clear vision leads to confidence. Before you even open the box, this is where most people get nervous. I make sure all water inside the house is off. That means faucets, showers, washing machines, dishwashers, and especially toilets. Toilets are tricky because they can refill quietly. I usually listen for a moment near each one. Silence matters here. As you set up, pay attention to how you're standing. You want to be comfortable because this isn't a glance-and-go situation. I usually squat or kneel so my eyes are level with the meter face. When you're level, movement is easier to see. If you're leaning awkwardly, you'll rush, and rushing defeats the purpose. Now, when you look at the meter, don't touch it yet. Just observe. You'll see numbers, but what I want you to focus on first is the small moving parts. Many meters have a tiny triangle or star called a flow indicator. It's incredibly sensitive. It will move even with the smallest leak. Digital meters often have a blinking symbol or changing digits that indicate flow. This is where readiness comes in. You're not ready until you can identify the part that reacts to movement. I'll tell you what ready feels like. It feels like you've slowed down enough to notice details. Your breathing is steady. You're not thinking about the bill or the worst-case scenario. You're simply watching. If nothing is moving, that stillness should feel deliberate, not rushed. I usually give it a full minute. A real leak won't hide that long. If something is moving, don't jump to conclusions yet. This is where judgment comes in. Tiny back and forth motion can sometimes happen from pressure changes in the system, especially in shared supply lines. Continuous movement in one direction is different. That's the difference between noise and a signal. Before starting any test, I always double-check that no one inside the house turns on water. Communication matters. One unexpected faucet can confuse the whole picture. When everything is quiet and still and you're in position, that's when you're ready. Now we do the work, and the work here is observation paired with time. I'm looking at the flow indicator first. If it's completely still, I hold that moment. I don't assume. I watch. When a full minute passes and nothing moves, that tells me there's likely no continuous leak. That's a good sign, and you should let yourself feel that relief. If I see movement, this is where professionals slow down instead of speeding up. I watch the rhythm. Is it steady? Is it pulsing? Steady movement usually means a leak. Pulsing can mean a pressure fluctuation or a device cycling. This is where experience matters, but you can build it too by paying attention. If I suspect a leak, the next thing I do is isolate. I go back inside and shut off the main valve to the house, usually located where the water line enters. Then I come back to the meter. If the movement stops, the leak is inside the house. If it keeps moving, the leak is between the meter and the house. That distinction alone can save you hours of guessing. I've made mistakes here before. Early on, I misread a meter because I didn't wait long enough. I assumed a slow-moving indicator was normal. It wasn't. That leak turned out to be a toilet flapper wasting water nonstop. What I learned is patience beats assumptions every time. You'll know you're doing it right when the meter starts to make sense. When movement surprises you, but not emotionally, just logically. You think, okay, something's using water, and now I'll find out what. That's professional judgment. It's calm. It's methodical. When nothing moves after isolation, you can trust that result. When something does move, you don't panic. You investigate. That's the difference between doing steps and understanding the task. The meter isn't there to scare you. It's there to inform you. As I close the lid and stand up, I always remind myself of this. The fact that you took the time to read the meter already puts you ahead. You're paying attention. You're learning the language of your house. And once you learn it, you carry that skill with you. You don't forget it. You've got this.